Welcome to Making Hope. This is your podcast about making hope for the present and future through state and local policy changes. I'm your host, Kimberly Dudick, and I can't wait to work with you in the fight for reproductive justice. This season, we're focusing on what you can do to fight for reproductive justice and abortion access. Cities and counties can act to protect abortion access because many times local particular factors can affect whether abortions are safe and accessible. Local officials can prioritize reproductive justice and implement local policies to help, even in red states that attempt to ban legal abortions. For states that are considered pro-choice or where abortion is accessible, local policies provide an opportunity to protect and expand abortion access for others. This access may prove essential for those from out of state who come to the state solely for the purpose of seeking abortion care services. For those who live in states that are restricting access to abortions, opportunities for action still exist at the local level in your city and county to protect abortion access or reproductive rights. Cities and counties have different elected officials from those that have power at a statewide level or at a federal level. We can work with those elected officials to create the communities we want to see, those that fully support reproductive rights. On the last episode, we talked about how to use education at a city and county level to protect reproductive rights. These localities, the cities and counties, can work with hospitals and with healthcare providers to act in ways that protect abortion access. Check out the last episode to hear more. On this episode, we're going to talk about how we can use data management policies to protect reproductive rights and abortion access. Data management is the process of collecting, keeping, and using data securely, efficiently, and cost-effectively. How this is done by hospitals, government, and law enforcement can all impact reproductive justice. It is especially relevant to possible prosecution for abortion-related crimes. So here's what can be done at a local level, at the city and county level, regarding data management practices. First, hospitals can implement record management policies that carefully consider the type of information they keep related to abortion and related services. This is important because these records could be obtained by the government or law enforcement and used for prosecution of people receiving specific medical care, like abortion care. Next, not only can local hospitals implement these policies, so can local governments. When local governments are involved with hospitals, such as if you have a publicly run hospital or health department, the local governmental entity can implement data management policies that carefully consider the information they collect, how it's collected, and how it's kept, so that the policies do not put individuals at risk of prosecution. Now, last, this one has to do with law enforcement entities, not hospitals. Localities, so your city government or your county government, can adopt law enforcement policies that limit law enforcement actions regarding data. These limitations could restrict law enforcement's use of data collection or surveillance technologies to locate or identify those who have accessed abortion care, including internet-related or other digital information. So this would include apps that track ovulation timing or other such information. This will mean that local law enforcement may not be able to collect the data it would need to charge violations of abortion laws. This would mean that people would not be prosecuted for violating these abortion crimes if your state has abortion crimes on its books. If you want to start working on this issue, here's what you need to do. Sit down and write out what you would like to see changed with the data management policies. Then, contact your local hospital and inquire what their policies are. Ask to speak with someone about changing their policies to protect privacy and reproductive rights. Talk to them about the changes you want to see. Do the same thing for your elected officials. Contact the mayor, the city council, and your county commissioners, and talk about the changes you want to see for data management that we've talked about. Also, talk to others about what your thoughts are and build your team to advocate for these changes. You aren't in this alone. There are a lot of people who want to protect reproductive rights and abortion access. So reach out to those people, find out who they are, join Facebook groups, go to different meetings, talk to people, because working together, we can move mountains. These are challenging times we're living in. We need to find how to use these challenges as opportunities to create the world we want to see. We are not powerless to stop the total rollback of reproductive freedom. It is time for us to act and push for the policies that will protect these rights. Thank you for joining us today. Stay tuned for the next episode to learn more ways you can act to protect reproductive rights. These are small, short episodes. Think of them as a bite-sized snack to feed your desire to create change. You don't have to listen for long, but when you do listen, it will be thought-provoking and give you some ideas of what you can do to make a difference. Remember, this podcast is a tool for you to use in the fight for reproductive freedom, abortion access, and gender equality. We will give you the ideas, and you take those ideas and make them into action. Together, we can lead this fight and make a better future for us and future generations. You have the power. Until next time, keep fighting the good fight.